Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Dr. Lisa Leal, Everyday Health Hacker, with our co-host, Mike Hertzing. And today we're going to be talking about heat stroke and heat exhaustion and how to know the difference. Stay tuned, and we look forward to you subscribing.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. I'm Mike Hertzing, and this awesome lady next to me is Dr. Lisa Leal.
Welcome back, Mike. We're excited to be here. Right. We've got some great things to talk about.
We're excited to be anywhere. With the weather being the way it is, we're ready for the locusts to start swarming next week.
Hopefully not.
It's been that way. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be. Maybe not this week, but in weeks past and in future, they will want to be here. You know, our goal here at Meridian is provide you with that one nugget, that one thing that you're going to need to help you with your health choices, because that makes a big difference, especially when you get older like me.
It's all about a team approach.
It is. And in response to our listeners' emails, people can send an email to info@everydayhealthhacker.com. We appreciate you doing it, and we encourage it. We also encourage you to take a look at, listen to this thing, this episode, and if you like it, please subscribe, because we really would appreciate it. We're going to talk about the hot summer. You know, the meteorologists are telling us every day, it's going to be a hot summer, it's going to be brutal. Of course, we hear that every day.
Yes.
But, you know, it's really hot, and it's in the 90s right here in Texas, and it's...
heat index over 100.
Just beginning of June, and the heat index is way over 100. But, you know, the other day I was at my farm, and it was just, and I was just feeling a little lightheaded. My wife comes to me and looks to me and goes, you need to sit down and you need to drink this electrolyte, some Pedialyte stuff. And a few minutes later, I felt much better. I didn't realize I felt that bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't know I was pale. So, Doc, tell me. Tell everybody.
Okay. So, you were experiencing heat exhaustion. And heat exhaustion is feeling sometimes clammy. Maybe your heart starts to race. You feel tired. You're hot. But a lot of times, you know, you can be sweating. It's when you stop sweating that's very dangerous, because when you stop sweating, that actually goes into heat stroke, and that's a medical emergency. Heat exhaustion, we can turn around. Putting a cold towel around your neck to get the carotids cooler, or ice.
Yeah, right here.
Taking a cool shower, exactly. Drinking water with electrolytes. Some of my favorite electrolytes we were talking about before we started today is, you know, IV hydration. Which you can find on pretty much anywhere, you know, and I'll put some links on Amazon below in our comments. And number two, I like Ultima. And the reason I like Ultima Premier is because there is no sugar in it. So that's one of my great takeaways. And we start with that every morning. I'll have a little iced tea. I don't drink coffee, so I drink iced tea. And I put a little bit of the electrolytes to get the day started. And that way, you know, we are ready to go, because it is, when we're walking out, it's already a sauna here in Texas.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, I was drinking water. It didn't seem to catch up.
Right. Because with the electrolytes, you are actually balancing what your needs are. When you're drinking water, you're actually diluting what you need.
Oh.
So drinking straight water, especially, you know, if you're boating, you're out at the ocean, you're at the swimming pool, add some electrolytes, and you know, you have Gatorade, Propel, Powerade, all these other things, but watch the sugar intake, especially with the kids.
You know, there's always something. Yes. I can't win. I went to Amazon. We got a little tub of this stuff, and it didn't have sugar in it or much. I don't know. Gina, my wife called you, and of course, you tell us whatever, and it works great. And sure enough, a few minutes later, I felt better. Yes. I didn't realize I felt that bad. You know, that's the worst. That's actually what bothers me the most, because I didn't feel. I just felt.
And if you were by
tired.
Yourself,
I was felt tired, and I'm like, you know, of course, sweat's running down your nose and everything else, and I'm like, you know, of course, there's so many mosquitoes and stuff. I'm wearing long sleeves and long pants. You know, wearing my Farmer John overalls, and so I'm like, it just caught. It kind of came back up, caught me off guard, and. But I can't say it. I drank water. I poured water over my head. That's kind of stuff.
And we're used to this more in July and August.
Sure.
And we're at the beginning of June. Actually, at the end of May, we were feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just kind of why we wanted to talk about, you know, getting ready for summer. These are things to keep with you. You know, some people actually get nauseous. Some, especially with kids, a lot of them will start vomiting. The key, you know, again, is stay hydrated. If you're going to be outside and you're working, you need to have a buddy check. So that is wonderful that your wife goes in and checks. You know, husband and I, same thing. We're checking on each other depending on what activities are going on. You know, whether we're working in the garage, we're outdoors, whatever things that we're enjoying to do outdoors, because we like being outdoors. However, it's just not the mosquitoes and the gnats. It's also the heat itself. So staying hydrated is really important. And a lot of people will say, well, how much should you drink?
Right.
So we're talking about, you know, 8 to 12 glasses of water. But we know that in this kind of heat, we're going to actually dilute what we need. So we need to add some electrolytes in there. Pedialyte is one. I actually don't prefer the taste very much.
Oh, it's my last resort. I mean, it's like, oh, God, this stuff is nasty. She goes, drink it.
Drink it.
And I was like, oh, you know, it's like, oh.
Yeah, but you got through it.
I got through. You did feel better. And, you know, it just tastes salty.
And Pedialyte popsicles, actually, you can get down a little bit easier, especially with kids who don't want to drink. The other part is, you know, make your own popsicles with Gatorade, Powerade, or the electrolyte water. Those are also wonderful things. I mean, we actually will make the ice cubes, you know, and keep our own ice cubes.
Oh, yeah. That's
so that
a good
way
idea.
We can just kind of toss so them bad. In and it's not so bad. It's not too, especially with a Pedialyte. But that's why I like the powders, because I can add it to anything.
All right. I got a question that everybody's going to ask. You know, I've got friends that live in West Texas, and which is similar to Arizona, and they, oh, it's a dry heat. Well, yeah, it's a dry heat is 110. And it's a dry heat when you're laying there gasping for breath and you're about to die.
To me, that's Scottsdale.
What do you do when it, because it's easy to just pass you up just like that. I mean, it's too late.
I think when it's humid, it's a little bit harder because you are sweating. And then you get to a part where you're not sweating anymore. Now we go into a medical emergency.
Okay.
And that's a heat stroke. And that is call 911. Put some ice cool towels over the person behind their neck, get them cooler, try to get them to drink
under
if they can.
Under the armpits.
Under the armpits.
Where
just get them cooler and get them to the ER for IV hydration at that point. You know, here at Meridian, we do IV hydration. And
sure.
So if we've got a busy week, a lot of us will just do a little extra vitamins, a little extra electrolytes, just to stay, you know, hydrated so that we can be, I always call us, you know, doctors or Olympians. You got to be great for your first patient as well as your last patient. So we want to have the energy for that. But that's a great question, because when you stop sweating, that's the most dangerous. And so we want to be aware of that. And again, your wife said that you were pale. They turn pale. They get a little nauseous. They sit down. They don't look well. You're turning heat exhaustion now into heat stroke.
Okay. So when your heart starts racing and things like that, you think I'm just really over hot. I'm just hot.
Hot.
I'll just put something on my head. I'll be fine.
Yes.
Which you really... You're not fine. You need to catch up.
You have to catch up. And a lot of times you get past even being thirsty because you're so tired.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have to have it as kind of a rule of how much water you should get or how much hydration you should get throughout that day.
Well, some of that stuff just tastes like I'm drinking salt water.
Yes. And there's some other products that I like to talk about. There's this one that's called Fulvic and Humic.
Oh, yeah.
And we've talked about it.
Dirt
a lot
water.
Of people call it black water.
Sure.
You know, some people call it dirt water. And they have it on Amazon. It's called GTX Technologies, and they've come out with Fulvica, and I'll send that link as well. But what's beautiful about that is that it actually pulls the water in, and then one of the ingredients helps pull the excess things that you don't need so that the body can get rid of it.
So you're absorbing
what you need to, and you're getting rid of it by sweating, going to the bathroom, things like that. And, you know, you need to sweat in order to stay well. You need to be sweating.
You know, what's funny is when we were kids and stuff, and you go to the pool or you do this or you do that, you go to the beach, we never heard any of this.
Correct. We just were outside, maybe had a Gatorade here and there if you were special.
Oh, when I was a kid, they didn't have Gatorade, but you're right. You didn't have any of this stuff.
Because we had punch.
You drank water and you had fruit punch.
Kool-Aid
punch and this kind of stuff, and that's all you had. And,
yes.
And plenty of sugar or iced tea. If you lived in the South, you drank iced tea.
Iced tea and lemonade.
Iced tea and lemonade, and that's it. And you got more iced tea or more lemonade.
And it worked.
Yeah.
And the parents got to keep you outside for a little bit longer. But the heat is different now. It is a lot hotter.
It seems different.
Last year we hit a heat index of 117. I remember that day because it felt incredibly hot.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're already at 105, 107 I think we hit last week for heat index.
Yeah.
We're just getting to our triple digits. So we do expect another 115, 117 with the index. So it's just being aware, preparing now. We're also in hurricane season. So, you know, have the extra water, the extra batteries around too. So it's all these things that if you have it planned, we can prevent having an emergency.
Yep. Try to get a battery. Try to buy a fan, some fans, as many fans that you can find. Battery powered fans.
I love the battery. Charge them up. And we even have a solar powered Jackery. I don't know if y'all know about a Jackery, but I love these things because you can charge your iPads, your phones.
Oh, right. Sure.
And you can also plug in your refrigerator if you need to. So it's a nice backup. We utilize that for our fans, and the fans are charging on a battery. So that's just really lovely to have.
It's great, you know, and as when I'm working out, even out somewhere, I have a DeWalt fan.
And I have a Milwaukee.
And this kind of stuff in the fans. It's just a little air movement.
Yes.
And it's tough with the humidity. If you're in an area that's not quite so humid, you can put a little water on a rag and all of a sudden it'll really cool you down. It's just basically just got to get in some shade and just cool down and take a break for just a second. And if you can, get something with electrolytes. That's the biggest deal. I mean, we use Mio. Or a Mio
is also
coffee,
tasty, and they do have some with electrolytes.
And with electrolytes, and that makes such a big difference.
Yes. Great products that
we went
through today.
Great products that we went through today. You're right. It's good stuff, and the word electrolytes added to it makes the product so much different. Now, you don't necessarily need caffeine, but the electrolytes are really a big deal.
Absolutely. And if you decide on getting a fan for being outdoors, make sure you grab some extra batteries to always keep charged. We usually keep an extra backup of 2 batteries with us.
Right.
And usually a battery charge for you have a DeWalt, we have a Milwaukee. It usually lasts us about 2.5 hours on 2. Not all the way on, but on a 2. 0, 1, 2, 3.
I have some 10-inch fans on my tractor that I have that you just charge them. And
yes,
they're good for several hours, you know. And when I'm out mowing or doing anything like that, I will use that. So, you've got to have the air movement, guys. It's a big deal. And I know the mosquitoes are a pain in the butt, but that's just something you have to deal with.
And if you have the fan around you, the mosquitoes can't fly into that
airway.
There
you go. So that makes a big difference.
Yes.
So there we go. So anybody has any questions or any comments, if you've got your own little home remedies, be sure to tell us. That'd be great. We can share it with everybody. info@everydayhealthhacker.com. The good doctor here will read that, and she will be glad to share it with anybody that you would like to. If you'd like it. If you don't want us to share it, we won't. She'll just keep it in her back little brain there. And she's the smartest person I know, so there we go.
And we hope that you will subscribe. We are really close to meeting that next level on YouTube. So for us to continue to do our podcasts and YouTube, please subscribe and help support us.
Absolutely. Anything you do, we surely appreciate it. Have a great week.